This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Well, Donald Trump admitting he offered to go into Mexico, Lee, with our troops, with our targeting, and take out the cartels. President of Mexico says she'll keep them. No, it's fine. No boots on the ground in Mexico. We love the cartels. Unbelievable. So there it is. Why? Well, look, the cartels, as I've demonstrated exhaustively on the show, control Mexico. They do. They are one with the Mexican government. And if they don't want you to win as a candidate, they just kill you. More than 130 assassination attempts in the last Mexican campaign political cycle. 60 of them successful. They just killed the candidate. Why? Well, that was a person they didn't authorize to run. Cool. All right. So we'll just have like an open border with that. And I guess as they move into cities like Aurora, they'll just start what? Killing candidates they don't agree with who weren't on their payroll? Because that's what we're facing.
Sounds a little bit like election interference, doesn't it, Tara?
Oh, yeah. But on a whole
another level, yeah.
Scale. So Trump was asked, the president of Mexico, who was obviously, you know, playing for sympathy from the American media, says, no, we're not having Mexican sovereignty violated. We don't want any boots on the ground. Donald Trump responding to that, and I think he nails what's really going on here.
The president of Mexico is a lovely woman, but she is so afraid of the cartels that she can't even think straight.
Yeah, she said if she publicly agreed to let our troops come in and take them out, they will kill her. They'll kill her entire family. They may do it now. They may do it later. They will get her. You can't exist in that country if you declare war on the cartels. But the American media is going to use this to try to cover for the cartels, keep them in power. And look, I think Colonel Douglas McGregor did a great interview on this a couple of weeks ago on a financial podcast. He nailed this. And I think Trump understands this, too.
If we do not deal decisively with the illegal aliens and the cartels that work within that framework inside the United States, literally go to war inside our country after we seal this border. And I mean seal it. I'm not talking about what we've got right now. So we've got to change the personnel. We have to have a different system to deal with those legal crossing points.
Yeah, so and he's talking about it, but I absolutely agree with him. And we saw the beginnings of this in Aurora where we saw something, Lee, that we have never seen before. And this is why Trump has to go in there and kill them. I don't, you know, it'd be nice if she helped us, but if she doesn't, that's fine too. These are terror organizations. What you saw with Aurora was remarkable. You had Tren de Aragua come in, and I know they're a Venezuelan gang, but this is going to happen all over the country. You had Tren de Aragua come in, physically take over apartment complexes, tell the owner that if he didn't go along with this and keep paying his taxes on those apartment complexes that they took over and kicked out his clients, that they would kill him. They would kill his entire family. The poor guy gets lawyers. He goes to the police. He goes to the AG, who's a Democrat. He goes to the governor's office, Democrat there too, and says, help me. They do nothing. And then when the media catches wind of this, our media, they lie to cover for Trende Aragua. They send no one in. They let it go on. Then we find out the FBI briefed them. Department of Homeland Security briefed them. Yep, Trende Aragua's taking territory. They're selling little girls out of the apartment buildings. Selling teenagers, selling women. Some of them kidnapped. They're not even here, you know, of their own accord. UK Daily Mail covers the whole thing. They deny and cover up. Why? What are you doing? You're watching the merger, and this is going to happen, of the Democrat Party, Lee, and Trende Aragua in Aurora. It's the most, one of the most terrifying things I've ever seen. Did a ton of podcasts on it. What happens next? Had Kamala Harris won, I think he would begin to see the assassinations of political candidates who challenge Trende Aragua candidates. MS-13 will do it in some areas. Sinaloa will do it in others. That's where we're going, because that's how it is with Mexico. You cannot exist with an open border with this country and think you're going to have a free and fair political system. Simply not going to happen. What do you think he does next, Lee? Do you think? Because I think he goes in there and Soleimani's some of these guys.
Yeah, I think that's far more likely. And I think a part of this, there's just a part of this, I think, is show. I think that this is setting it up because I get her point about sovereignty, and I'm not taking her side on this. I would love to see a situation where the U.S. and the Mexican governments would collaborate to rid the Central and North American continent of these gangs, and it would be great to see these two countries work together to do that. But that's just not going to happen for many political reasons. But yeah, I think that it will also work in Trump's favor politically. I think for him to still stand up to this and to take action even within this country and maybe covertly and with covert support from the Mexican government within that country.
Yeah, that was the other thing about this that was interesting. I'm glad you brought that up. She said, we're not having boots on the ground, not having boots on the ground. Well, I wouldn't even think we'd do this with boots on the ground. I'd think we'd do this from space.
Well, actually, we do have boots on the ground. We've got American military trainers in Mexico now that are training Mexican police.
Yeah, yeah, no, but she's no, yeah. And she mentioned that.
Yeah.
That was something they agreed to do together. No, I'm talking about her coming in and conducting war on the cartel, yeah. Which she said they couldn't do.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
But if you notice, she only said boots on the ground.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, and I'm sea wondering, and air were not mentioned.
Yes, exactly. And when you, it's very interesting. The Russians, for some reason, are obsessed with this. I don't know why, but they have done the best coverage of anybody, like RT News, of all of our military vessels for the first time, just sitting off the coast of Mexico.
Yeah.
They continue. We're running drone flights, according to them, over Mexico to target these cartels. Well, Russians are very interested in us doing this. Maybe they could see us doing it to them. I don't know.
Well, but they are doing it to them too.
They're very interested in this. But they've done the best reporting on it. And so I've been waiting for those drone strikes to start on the cartels any moment. So this may be Trump just addressing this before he does it. Look, hey, I asked her, you know, we tried to help, but she's just too terrified. She probably is, honestly. Never mind. She probably is in league with the cartels. You just don't get this far without being in league with the cartels.
Well, that has been one of the accusations of her campaign when she was running for president, is that she has close ties to the cartels to begin with. And as do many candidates in Mexico, if you want to live to run and take office.
Oh, yeah. The last president of Mexico, same thing. He unveiled his HUGS program Abrazos, literally HUGS program for cartels.
Yeah.
And it was not a punchline. But it turned into a punchline. So the Democrats are very, very interested in these people coming here, bringing them their voters, protecting those voter supply lines, future voter supply lines. And if the cartels want to run drugs, that's fine, too. And I think Trump recognizes this the way that Colonel Douglas McGregor does. We'll lose his country if we don't root this out. We're going to begin to lose territory. There'll be territory we retain red areas, but blue areas, we'll lose control of them. We, again, started in Aurora. We saw it in El Paso, Texas, same thing. I mean, you and I talked about that what it took to liberate an apartment complex there from Tren de Aragua. It took over 100 law enforcement officers from more than a dozen agencies working together. That's the kind of muscle it takes to go up against these guys. And at some point, we're going to need military on our own. On our own,
to liberate a private residence in the United States of America from a foreign terrorist organization.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
And it didn't make national news. But, I mean, I followed it locally. It was shocking.
Well, the national news was trying to suppress it because they were carrying the Biden narrative that, oh, this isn't happening.
It is happening. It's very frightening. I think the Democrats are fine with it. And that's why I've been spent so much time playing that Ken Paxton on the audio, the AG of Texas, saying, look, you are watching the merger of the Democrats and the cartels. They are aiding the cartels. They are working with the cartels. This is what has to be broken. Here's Ken Paxton.
He is cooperating, not just cooperating, but he's literally in partnership with these cartels. In the old days, they used to come and try to hide and run away from Border Patrol. Joe Biden's cut a deal somehow where these cartels transport people directly to the Border Patrol, and then they move them around the country. So we're in a terrible situation. Nothing like this country has ever seen before. And I fear the consequences of Joe Biden's decisions for the next years.
Yeah. Look, I don't know if you saw this last week. It was really awesome. Sebastian Gorka releasing the video of them blowing up a ISIS recruiter. Steps outside his cave for a moment and he's gone. And look, we can do that to the heads of these cartels. And I hope it starts soon. I hope it does. Again, she didn't say we couldn't annihilate them by satellite. She said no. Boots on the ground, so. There is that. All right. Coming up, Alcatraz reopens? Maybe? We'll see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40. period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay.